This here podcast is for a little bit of this and a little bit of that. You never know, we might be talking about spirituality and wellness, relationships, whatever it is that you do to get your money, be it working somewhere, be it running your own thing, be it having a side hustle. It's all good over here. We are getting organized. We are handling our time management better, and we are having fun through it all. Because over here, it's all love, all light, and good vibes only. So if you are interested in living, laughing, and learning, growing, and glowing, drinking your water, and minding your own business, this is the perfect place for you. Hi, I'm Tiff, and welcome. Hey, hey. I said, hey, hey, hey. How are you? How are you today, friend? How is it going? Tell me all about it. Tell me all about it. I mean that. You can DM me, you know, and let me know how things are going for you. I would love to hear. And speaking of who I is, who would you be emailing? Who would you be DMing? It's your girl. It's your girl, Tiff, the hostess with the mostest. And I am so excited to be here with you for another edition of the Life Unscripted podcast by Organized Energy. I hope that you have been blessed, blessed, and more blessed since the last time we talked. Now, if you are a new friend to this show and you're stopping by, checking things out, I hope you get comfortable and that you stay a while and that you come back again and again and again. All right, you are welcome to do that. And so I want to introduce myself to you so that we can become more acquainted. Again, as I said, my name is Tiff. I am an author, obviously a podcaster, and I love all things training and development, especially where personal and professional and brand development are concerned. So I speak about those things. I coach on those things. I consult on those things. I write on those things. I create content about those things, and on and on and on till the break of dawn. Okay. That's who I is. And that's what I do. Now, how about you? Again, I invite you, reach out. I'm not going to bite. Let me know who you are out there and how you're doing and what you're into and the kind of content that you might be looking for and hoping to stumble upon as you hit me up on my platforms and all those things. All right. All right. All right. Okay. Now, for those who are returning, friends of the show who have been around for a while, y'all hang out around here, I want to say thank you. I appreciate you being so faithful. I appreciate your support. I appreciate the amazing vibes that you bring around here. Okay? All right. Now that I've got all those formalities out of the way, and I hope that everyone's feeling nice and warm and fuzzy on the inside and welcome and all those things, I have something I want to share, and I won't be long. Okay? They tell me that you ain't got to be long to be strong. Okay? All right. Now, here's what I want to talk about. Real quick, I want to talk about when we help people, who really needs to know? All right? When we are helping people, who really needs to know? There are folk, especially as we look at the holiday seasons or certain points throughout the year, when giving and charitable deeds are at an all-time high, we see people doing amazing work, right? They are in the community. They are serving food to those who would otherwise may not have a meal at that moment. They are providing clothes or blankets or hats and gloves and personal hygiene items and whatever they're doing, you know, to people that need those things for the moment, right? And that's amazing. That is commendable. I'm all about helping. others and making positive impact in the lives of others and within our communities and in all those things. But here's the thing I don't get. Why do we got to tell folk about it? Why do we have to broadcast that good deed? Can you imagine the scene? You're serving a meal to someone who's in need of assistance at the moment. Just life has been lifing, and they find themselves in a situation where they need help being sponsored a meal for the day, you know? And that is a very sensitive moment for them, and they are being so vulnerable to show up, to even accept the help, the assistance. It's a blessing to be able to give, and it's a blessing to be able to receive. And some people, it's taking everything they have to even show up to say, "Hey, I need help." Okay, and so they're going through that, and then here comes someone wanting to give the assistance, but they want to broadcast it to everybody so they can get brownie points, right? And so with one hand, they are serving a bottle of water or a meal or a cup of soup, right? With the other hand, they are saying, "Say cheese, can you look at the camera real quick? Can we get a selfie? Can we get a ussie?" Even if they even ask, because sometimes they take the picture even without the permission of the one that's in the photo. But we want to be seen. And that's not necessary. Because if you are a member of the community of faith, we know that God sees and he knows everything. And so for the one that needs to see it, it's him. And he sits high and he looks low. And he sees the amazing thing you're doing. And the Bible tells me, it says that when you lend to the poor, God will repay the debt, right? And so we're giving when we're doing, when we're helping others. Don't worry, he sees, and he's going to bless you accordingly. And you don't have to take pictures and broadcast that deed to everyone on your social media platforms. Nobody even needs to see or know that you gave anything to anybody. That's my opinion. And that's what the Bible says too. Yeah, it's that. So I want to call this episode, "Do It With Both Hands." And when I say do it with both hands, I mean, if you are really having a heart and a spirit to serve, you wouldn't have time to hold a ladle for soup in one hand and a cell phone to take a selfie or an ussie in the other. You would be serving with both hands. You would have your hands out ready to serve and give, hug and love, smile and engage, strike up conversation, get to know the person that you're serving, love on them, find out their story. Everyone has one. Everyone has one. Do you know something? I want to share something with you. Earlier this year, I found myself to be homeless. Homeless, as in without a home of my own. As in sleeping in my car one night and staying in a hotel another couple of nights until I was able to secure my own place. Homeless. Yeah, me. Because life was life in me. Okay. And so I say that to say it could be anyone. It could happen to anyone. And when people are down and out or feeling like they're at their lowest or feeling like, "Man, can't believe I'm here," the last thing they need is for you to be trying to help and take a photo to get some brownie points with some folk out there that's following you on your platforms. You're trying to impress folk who may or may not even like you anyway. You know what I'm saying? Okay. So I just ask that you think about that when you serve. Hopefully you are serving in some way. You don't, and if you want to take a photo to document it to show that your brand is being a responsible and compassionate citizen in the community by helping and donating, I get that. But do you have to have somebody's face plastered on the photo to prove that? Can you use a stock image of something that represents servanthood and create an article or a blog about it without having a person's photo plastered everywhere, you know? And so I wanted to lift that thought to you today. I want you, the next time you have an opportunity to serve, to do it with both hands. To do it with both hands. That's it. That's all I got for you. I love you. I am praying for you. And I know you are going to have an amazing remainder of your day. Okay? Be blessed. And know that God loves you even more than I do. All right. Bye-bye.
It is awesome to listen to my show, but wouldn't it be amazing if you could launch your very own? Go from listening to launching when you pick up my new book called Is This Thing On? The Super Simple Guide to Planning, Launching, and Scaling Your Podcast. And of course, it was written by a podcaster for new and aspiring podcasters. Think of it as business strategy meets podcasting 101. So yeah, anyone can launch a podcast. That's the easy part. But not everyone understands the business and brand strategy behind operating a podcast, be it if you're doing it just for yourself and for pleasure as a hobby, or if you're doing it to get more eyes on your brand. Either way, this book, this project is for you. Visit organizedenergy.co/shop. Again, organizedenergy.co/shop. I've got some goodies for you. I want you to visit organizedenergy.co/spill the tea. organizedenergy.co/spill the tea. I have curated a list of some of the favorite tools and resources that I use as I operate my business that have been amazing for me. They have helped me to save time. They have helped me to build my team. They have helped me to stay connected with my people. And I absolutely love so many of these tools. I want to share them with you, and it's free to download. So again, go to organizedenergy.co/spill the tea so that I can help you get started working smarter and not harder. Again, and as always, I want to thank you for listening. Okay. Thank you. I appreciate the fact that you shared your time with me. That's number one. Number two, I always tell you guys as I close out my show that I love you. I remind you that God loves you, and I want you to make sure that you love you, okay? I love you. God loves you. I want to make sure that you love you. Now, if you enjoyed this show and what you heard today, I ask that you do me a favor as my bestie. Would you please go over to Apple Podcasts, to Spotify, and wherever else you listen that has the opportunity for you to rate and review. I would love for you to rate the show and to leave a meaningful review. I want to make sure that you also have subscribed to the show and that you will share it with someone that you think would really enjoy it like you do. Okay? I truly appreciate you. I really do love you. And I cannot wait for you to join me again on the next episode. Have the absolute best week ever.